Blog Talk Radio.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
Make it funky.
Huh.
Make it funky.
Here I am a decade. If you don't see me, it's because you don't want to. There's something you're avoiding.
See, there's so much going on. It's because we, in living in the fake matrix, what people have done is they've created a hive that actually is diametrically opposed.
And I just jumped in here right now. Quite a bit going on right now in the world. We're ready to bring it. Obviously, December 30th is coming.
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about was, you know, just to get some of this stuff, you know, straightened out, not only in my mind.
What makes this moment also so very important is that we're definitely on the brink of discovery of the greatest thing that the human race could ever discover. And once we discover it in its totality, nothing can remove it from us from there. And you could just see, like, as critical mass comes close, it's also the critical mass of everything. It's the meeting point of everything, and it determines the path for everyone. And everyone has somewhat of a different path. And some people that are vibrating at the same frequency have the same path. But what's most interesting is if you see how it's all going to play out, really because wickedness has brought itself forward, people are going to feel like they have no choice. Like, and this is with the youth, as far as they're going to feel like they have no choice but to adapt to the system. And as you see the system in the media and these videos that are coming out and different things, people are going to have no choice. They're going to feel like they have no choice but to adapt if they don't learn the secrets of what goes on in the body, because they're getting so externalized, it becomes like a fix. They need the externalization or else they can't function. And then they go out and they get it, and of course they get poisoned by others that haven't worked on their inside but have been working on their outside. And then, when I look at the whole thing, I say, you know, we have a great duty here right now to do with bringing the information and letting people see the alternative, or else we're going to have a situation on our hands. And to show you just how locked down the matrix is, still understanding, everyone has to still understand that this matrix is it's crazy. It's a cube, and it was crazy in the cube. But what happens is that even when people, the shame is that even when people want to go and find the way out, they're now tired of dealing with the media, and they see all of that, and they're tired of poisoning themselves, and their inner self is activated somewhat and told them, hey, I don't want this anymore, and they're rejecting it and looking for another way. Then they get someone else that's now invaded the spiritual world for other reasons. Like, look at what the spiritual world has turned into. Look at, you know, ideas of theosophy and Luciferian lights and still connecting all with the same religious systems. Like, if you get it, you see that they're still using the same angels. They're, you know, they bought some new friends, so it's basically like, hey, come feast on them too. And then, you know, people also have the Jesus program running, which makes them believe, well, if all else fails, or, well, if I have to turn back, I'll go back to Jesus. You know, this is getting to the point where if you were ever a character of what they would call a hero, a superhero, if you were ever something of a higher nature and you dreamed about that as a child, then this is the exact time that you were to manifest into who you are.
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about was...
And I just jumped in here right now. It's quite a big...
See, there's so much going on. It's because we, in living in the fake matrix, what people have done is they've created a hive that actually is...
Here I am a decade. If you don't see me, it's...
We just have to now, you know, come out of our shells and say, okay, you...
The religions are also very masculine. They seek to basically... They basically seek to impose themselves upon...
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about was, you know, just to get some of this stuff, you know...
Sorry about a nigga always trying to keep you down, you know? Now touch that. Yeah. Made something from nothing and vowed to never tear it apart. We turned the street hustle into an art that would quickly change life forever for us. No more riding bikes and catching the bus. We on the roll up, money to fold up. With cognac and cookie, yo, got the neighborhood about to blow up. But hold up, I see this band sitting, this old...
So the religions are also very masculine. They seek to basically...
We just have to now, you know, come out of our shells and say, okay.
Funny notion earlier today that I would read up a little bit on what I'm going to talk to you about.
So then, here's the drama. My metaphysics, let me be perfectly frank with you, are that there is the central self. You can call it God, you can call it anything you like. And it's all of us. It's playing all the parts of all beings whatsoever.
We have to learn.
You can't control your thoughts. You can't control your feelings. You are your thoughts and your feelings.
In giving away the control, you've got it.
turn me up. Turn me up, turn me up, yeah, yeah. Come on, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Take that thing.
I wanted to talk about.
And I just jumped in here right now. Quite a bit going on right now in the world. We're ready.
Here I am a decade. If you don't see me, it's because you don't want to. There's some.
The religions are also very masculine. They seek to.
Brent is a villain and you're just a hostage. So whenever I'm stepping over your head like an ostrich, groupies been waiting for this, suckers been hating for this. You know why? Cause so many y'all relating to this. Jealous is how they're feeling.
Brand new day, y'all. Turn me up on the top a little bit, dawg. Want some notes. Want some to hear this one. Loud and clear. Bright and early. Listen. I don't hate players. I don't love the game. I'm the shot clock. Way above the game. To be point blank with you, motherfuck the game. I got all this work on me. I ain't come for play. You can show the little shorty.
Also, I am very pleased to see so many who have come out to always, see for yourself, where you can hear for yourself and then think for yourself, then you'll be in a better position to make an intelligent judgment for yourself. But if you form the habit of listening to what others say about something or someone, or reading what someone else has written about someone, somebody can confuse you and misuse you. So as Afro-Americans or black people here in the Western Hemisphere, you and I have to learn to weigh things for ourselves. No matter what the man says, you better look into it. Example of why it's so important to look into things for yourself. I was on a plane between Algiers and Geneva, and it just happened that two other Americans were sitting in the two seats next to me. None of us knew each other, and the other two were white, one a male, the other a female.
beautiful kids. Fly life, my life. Wanna be it? See it on TV. Listen to my CD easily. Joe Flow, blow, do the show. All across the globe. A lot of carrots in my earlobe. Chillin', 20 million. Wanna jam with Mike. Kiddos, Black Street Heroes. Do they thing. What you got? New Jack Swing. Teddy, stay ready. Deadly, on the remix. I'm the prefix. Stand suffix. Got enough chips, not enough hits, though. Don't get it twisted. Over 100 of mine listed. Why? 10 sick widows and 6 zeros. In the blink of a eye. In the game, I'm ahead of. Spread love, call my fleet. When I break bread, we all eat. That's how we play. From uptown to VA. TR, Matt PR, Cuban cigar. Never illegal. None of y'all equal. Peekaboo, I see you. Now I leave you with just a little sneak preview. You know how we do. Music for the people. Nightmares and the king. You rock, who won't? I sell records, you don't. Check my fees, invest my keys. Just that beat. Gold diggers wanna caress my cheese. Me though, that'll free G. CEO, yo, that'll be me. Why y'all hate the work? I read every line of the paperwork. That's my job, till it's all done. Corn on the cob, MCs, it ain't all fun. You might throw the thickest and throw the quickest, but you stay broke forever cause you don't know the business.
cry. The show, it must go on. The show, it must go on. I can't stop, I won't stop. I will not, I will cry. The show,
and I'm still the one. Am I a poet or a prophet or a stone to build upon? And what's the reason I still perform, feed my children on? How I'm on a hustle from dusk to dawn. Water, love, and the trust.
To now, you know, come out of our shells and say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to be a victim.
Here I am a decade. If you
see, there's so much going on. It's because.
And I just jumped in here right now. Quite a bit going on.
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about was, you know, just to get some of this stuff, you know, straightened out. Not only in my mind.
And get it, and follow along at home. Even if you're 2 or 3 days late, you can play this back and follow along. In no particular,
Miss Hayes, get this thing done. To whom it may concern.
Remember back in the days when niggas had ways.
belly shades and cornbread. Pitch your pennies, honeys had the high.
To the master or the MC rap goddess. No joke on the lyrics, sorry to be modest. I knew I was
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure it's broke when I'm
yeah, nah, I mean, just kick back in the studio, my man, he double kept loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking back, yo, how large we be, you know what I mean? Yeah. To them cats out there hustling them demos, keep the faith, keep hustling. Know what I mean, E?
Yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
Anything
yeah.
Like this, check it. I was cooling in my car one day, you see. Clocking a double nickel on the LIE. When it dawned on us that it was 10 o'clock. Turn on the tunes, they made the DJ rock. The hands got to clapping, the fingers start to snapping. E and I was cooling, prickly spirits, we were snapping. Coming in and out of fantasy on how large we can get. Cooling the rock defenses with the ground up and kits. I wanted black, E was on the two-tone. Stupid woman sister with the hand-free phone. The dream gets better.
Pickup scene. You know what I mean? I'm the PMG.
No swole, 27 years old, up for parole.
Following the yellow brick way and all the other yellow things and hoppies and poppies and everything else, you might get to see the master of the wizard, the wise one, because he and she is up there at the same time rooting you. It's just a matter you didn't go to. The movies now produced by many people who have interesting names are telling you what's happening,
mm-hmm.
because they must always warn before they destroy.
And your meaning, you just got to take the shit more serious. You, what I'm trying to say is sometimes we hear, but we don't register, we don't process. So when I say you are the ones that are fortunate enough to tap into this knowledge when the whole world is crazy, you need to process that for a minute and understand the importance of that. First of all, the greatest thing on the planet is the knowledge of self and basically the knowledge of the universe. For you, for the mere fact that you are even interested in this or remotely interested in this at this particular time when shit is going on crazy out here, it means that you are the special evolved beings. And so what I'm saying, you need to process, you got to process that everything that you read in these books that you admire about the gods in the heaven and the gods in the universe, you must understand that that is nobody but you at this particular time. There's two realms of gods. That's the one that's dead, laying out like the body of Osiris. And there's the ones that's dead, but they're dead physically as far as this physical body does not make them, they're not able to do the things that they once used to do when they were gods. But you are not dead mentally because you are rising up. And for the mere fact that you are trying to understand, you're trying to get this knowledge, trying to get this, and you're trying to understand the meaning of it all, that means your spirit is going...
The one on the scene to redeem a dream seen a couple of years ago when I was just a teenager. The need to come off at that particular time wasn't major. Now I have to wear a pager on my waist just in case I have to go someplace.
It's me. Just calling to see if possible, if you have any time today or within the next couple of days, if you're in the studio or if you're at home or car, whatever, that song that is called Trying or something, Mace was telling me that I needed to hear, he said it was amazing. Whew, the way he was talking, man, I want to hear it.
Another lost in the pack. We horse shack shit, you know, laugh it off. Years just blow by. My eyes stay fixed, but the picture's kinda out of focus. I try a lot, but admit.
Children of nature, from another culture, had to survive, living in the light, stolen from the center
of the world,
untimely departure, somehow survive, living in
hell below.
you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. We will do you no harm, other than pee in your apple. Hey, lady, won't you be my dog, and I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me.
Thank you. It's a new world. 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 It's a new world.
Yo, celebrate the new life. New ways to make money. New ways to break dummies. Boys, they name it, take money. Computers ain't that smart. Whatever man built could be taken apart. Anything new can get old. Like do.
Someone recently asked me to explain the nature of this reality in layman's terms. This was my answer. You are God in quality, but not quantity. When I say you, I obviously don't mean your physical body, but the energy within you that operates your body. This inner energy is what is sometimes referred to as our spirit, consciousness, or soul. This aspect of you is expressed within this reality through what we call the mind. In essence, your consciousness is a small fragment of a much larger field of consciousness that we sometimes call God. You, I, and every consciousness in existence separated itself from the whole in order to have an individual objective experience of reality within a subjective collective reality. The place where these objective and subjective experiences can be experienced is a place called Earth. Now, of course, in order for your individual fragment of consciousness to have a truly objective experience, you must first forget what you are and then assume a character to act out various objective and subjective experiences. Earth is essentially God's playing field. We are all fragments of God playing the game of life, hide and seek with ourselves for a short while. In essence, this perceived reality we call life on Earth is in fact not real. It is an illusion created by our collective minds, consciousness, in order for our individual minds to have a truly objective experience within this subjective reality. Why? Well, because knowing everything forever is simply boring. The purpose of this game of life is for us to begin this game by forgetting who and what we are and then embarking on our own individual spiritual journeys to reconnect and remember who, what, and why we are here. This journey of rediscovery takes many lifetimes before one begins.
You know, there was a time when if someone told you to do something, you did it. Bam, right on. No questions asked. It was yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. You never said no, you know? But you know, things are changing nowadays. It's a new day, baby. Folks want to take their own lives into their hands and make their own choices. No longer do they want to go along with the program because everybody says right. You know what I mean? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You see, because I don't want no gold watch for working 50 years from 9 to 5. Oh, while the boss is guzzling champagne and I'm building beer and some dive. Cause I want to be happy and free, living and loving for me. I want to be happy and free, living and loving for me like a natural.
Well, now,
I refuse to listen to
like a natural man.
floating. She might not make it. Children, it's hard to listen, but I ain't trying to run your life. Oh, might just seem like one more good time, but down some dead end street there ain't no turning back. Children know it's hard to listen, but I ain't trying to run your life, believe me. Don't mean nobody no good nowhere, and down some dead end street there ain't no turning back. Back or away from these children, would you listen to me? I'm a fool trying to run your life. Just don't mean nobody.
Different guy, and I don't compare to many. But next to her, I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
And I like it. Everybody knows she wreaks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stone and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
Like an invisible man in drag. And when you come to meet her, you'll never agree that she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's great.